The reports on the Italian and European landscape are part of a large body of works, some of them unpublished and mostly commissioned by magazines such as L'Illustrazione Italiana and Settimo Giorno. The places visited include Denmark, Ethiopia, Germany and Sweden, as well as many regions in Italy, particularly Calabria, Sicily and the Aeolian Islands. It is worth mentioning that a very important report is the one on Russia, where Mulas creates a body of extraordinary photographs that, as he said, capture the way of being, the reason for living, a quotidian life that escapes ideologies and does not remain within a preconceived idea. In 1962, he published a book titled Invito a Venezia with an introduction by Peggy Guggenheim, giving us the opportunity to see a different Venice, even under the snow, a Venice that no longer exists, animated and populated by people who lived there daily, by families and by children playing in the fields, men and women engaged in the unfolding of the day that we have now lost. For Mulas, illustration should help in understanding the text. It should add to it. Indeed, in these reports, he created independently or on commission, there is never the concept of creating a documentation. There is never the flavor of a documentary. Also in 1962, he realized a series of images dedicated to the collection Ossi di Seppia by Eugenio Montale. Mulas knew Montale's entire work by heart, and a friendship had developed between them. These photographs are truly important because they focus on something that is not absolutely linked to the text, which is already very evocative in itself, but instead concentrate on the power of poetry, on the duration and persistence of words. The images emerge from the different emotions of the poet, but everything is, so to speak, meditated upon. The main theme for Mulas was to establish a relationship with Montale's work, thereby avoiding the danger of illustrating his verses. The images convey the silence of nature or the strength of the sea.